They are an unlikely duo. Turn back the clock to the 1870s, and one ancestor participated in the murder of the other's ancestor. Today, they work to bring healing and hope to a sad chapter of American history. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In April 1873, up to 153 African-American men were killed in the Colfax Massacre as they defended their right to vote and hold local elected offices in Grant Parish, Louisiana. Reverend Avery Hamilton wanted to erect a monument to those who died. He found an unlikely partner in the effort, a man named Dean Woods.
He discovered that he had a great-grandfather by the name of Bedford Woods. He said no one ever talked about. He finds an obituary. And in the obituary, it said he was a proud veteran of the Colfax race riot.
Dean's ancestor was one of those who had perhaps murdered Avery's ancestor, Jesse McKinney, the first black man killed in the incident.
Dean and I, we wanted to put up something that told the truth, and not only to tell the truth, but to honor the men who died bravely that day.
They raised money and eventually, after several challenges, erected a nice monument in the center of the town. No one was ever brought to justice for the massacre. The case, United States v. Cruikshank, went to the U.S. Supreme Court, arguing that several whites had denied blacks their rights under the 14th Amendment. The ruling allowed segregation in America and rules designed to keep African Americans from voting. Avery hopes this memorial brings awareness of the story and brings people together.
We must tell the truth, and there's nothing wrong with telling the truth. I can tell the truth without being angry or hating you. That's the great story about Dean and I.
Dean and Avery are friends, yet their ancestors fought one another. They hope they can educate and uplift their community through their and others' work. Traveling the countryside in Colfax, Louisiana, I'm Andrew McCrae.